But I want you to take your Bibles and turn with me very quickly to Psalm 37. We're going to look at two verses of Scripture. And I want us to just notice here a principle that I want to kind of lay before you for these 23 minutes now that I've got. There's several principles. I'm just going to give you the principles. But the reason I want to do it is to sort of lay the groundwork for what I'm asking God to do in the few days we'll be here with you. I've really got five opportunities to preach the Word of God if the Lord tarries His coming and gives us life. And incidentally, let's not forget that Jesus is coming. Amen. And we need to not lose sight of that in this day and age in which we're living. But I have five opportunities, and then Brother Stansel is going to have some opportunities. Brother Russ, who I don't know, but evidently he's a pastor here in the...
Down just off the
border. Is that right? Okay. I wonder if he knew Bucky Tucker from Kentucky. And remember Bucky Tucker? He was there when you were in college, wasn't he? I thought the guy was out of his mind, but nevertheless, he was a faculty member, and that explained it all. But nevertheless, there's a foundation here in these verses of Scripture that I want us to see. I always like to stand for the reading of the Word of God out of respect for the Word of God. So would you stand with me if you're able, and let's notice here chapter number 37, or Psalm 37 if you prefer. And I want to look at two verses of Scripture here, verse 23 and verse 24. Notice what it says. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. You're chosen for your theme this year, I understand, preacher. Abounding in the work of the Lord. Boy, if there's ever a day and age where God's people ought to seek the significance of that theme, it's today. We've got a nation, folks, that needs Jesus. We've got a country that's absolutely hurting. They're hurting for the light of the world, which is our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's going to be through ministries like this that's going to become a reality. Because believe me when I say this, there's a lot of ministries today who once used to be like Blessed Hope Baptist Church, but today they're deader than 4 o'clock in the morning in Janesville, Indiana. They've lost their vision. They've lost their passion. They've lost their Bible. They've lost their music. And I could go on and on. But my Bible says here, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Let's ask God to bless our time together. Father, in the few moments I have for this Sunday school hour, speak to our hearts. Do a work, Lord. Prepare our hearts for the preaching of the Word of God this morning, this evening, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, as you tarry your coming and as you give life. And Lord, we're going to give you all the praise. We're going to give you the glory. We're going to, God, give you the thanks for what you will be pleased to do. For we ask and pray these petitions in the name of your Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus. We pray in his name with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. If you'll study this psalm, you'll find that 15 times in this one psalm, you're going to find out the psalmist teaching us who the Lord is and what he does for those who love him. And it's a specific direction that he gives in the psalm. But in these two verses that we're going to look at this morning, he tells us and shows us who those 15 times are directed to. Because he says here in my scripture, and I'm sure in your scripture, if you have your scripture with you this morning, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And so I'm only going to take time to look at these two verses, and I want to show you several things here very quickly that the God gives us as we are thinking now about your preaching conference, but more importantly, we're thinking about your theme for the year, abounding in the work of the Lord. Because there's a work that needs to be done. I can guarantee you, and what I saw last night as I drove through your town just a little bit down the main drag, took off a couple of different places, wanted to go by and find the fire station where we were a year ago. I didn't know where your church was, but I walked into a fire station there by the city hall around the block, and I found that First Baptist Church, and but drove around the block, and there was a couple, three guys in there working on a fire engine or getting some things done with an ambulance or something. And I asked them if they knew where the church was, and of course they gave me directions, and we came out for church. Didn't know you all were on Eastern Standard Time, but we found out. But nevertheless, I noticed as I was walking around, the few times I was able to get out of the car, and as I drove around, I was noticing, you know, there's a work to be done at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. They've got the right theme for 2009, abounding in the work of the Lord. But if you're going to abound in the work of the Lord, you've got to see what the Scripture says. What the Scripture says about the people who are abounding in the Lord. Now notice here, if you will, notice in verse number 23 in this 37th Psalm, we find here that God, first of all, he describes the person who is going to be able to abound in the work of the Lord. Because the promise here of guiding and guarding is by the steps of a good man. Now, when we talk about a good man, we need to understand. We need to realize by nature, there's none of us that are good. Because though we know have a new nature, we still have what? We have an old nature, don't we? We have that old Adamic nature. And we are not going to lose that until, thank God, we go to be with the Lord. But when we go to be with Him now, we are going to lose that. Because we're going to become a new creature in Christ, as really we need to be. Because again, that old man will be, again, done away with. But can we still crucify the old man in this life in which we're living? Absolutely. And so we need to remind ourselves, if we're going to abound in the work of the Lord, we need to recognize that God here says the steps of a good man are going to be ordered by the Lord. And that's the Christian. It's the child of God. And we need to be sensitive to that. Now notice also, though, that the purpose here God reveals, because he says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. In other words, his plan, his purpose, and desire is to order our lives. It wasn't by accident that God sent me to Rosemont, Minnesota. I was telling Pastor Jerry and Brother Chris and the assistant pastor in a room where we were praying back here, I was giving them a very short summary of how God got me to Rosemont, Minnesota. And it wasn't my plan. Matter of fact, I told them, I picked up the telephone to call them to tell them that I wasn't coming. There's a church down here in Mount Vernon, Indiana, Calvary Baptist Church, where Dr. Bob Billings had been pastoring for 5 years, had just built a new 500-seat auditorium, had a beautiful parsonage to live in, and they wanted me to come and be their pastor. But God said, no, you're going to go to 17 people up there in that frozen tundra, and you're going to live in an old rented house where it's going to be 57 degrees in your kid's bedroom the first winter. And you're going to serve me. See? But God has the plan. You're not in Blessed Hope Baptist Church by accident. Amen. If you're a child of God, God's leading in your life. God's guiding your life. God's directing your life. God wants to do something in this preaching conference in every one of our lives. He wants to do something in my life. He wants to do something in Ellie's life. He wants to do something in Brother Lloyd and Bev Whittington's life. Cheryl's mom and daddy. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The purpose here, God is revealing. God has a plan for our lives. And just because I might be 77 years old and still have the ability to make a little girl angry when I ask her if the guy sitting next to her is her boyfriend. Now, you ask her that when she's 17, that's another story. You know. Matter of fact, the kids remember this. I used to tell the kids when they would have a birthday, we would sing happy birthday to them. But when they turned 13, what I had at Rosemont, I had a box. And when they turned 13, I put them in the box. But I didn't put a hole in it when they could breathe. But when they turned 17, I plugged the hole up. Remember that? Why? It's a different story. But God has a plan, and we need to see that. And God will do this if we'll trust Him. He'll show us His plan. If we obey him, he'll guide us, he'll lead us. When I went to Rosemont, nobody wanted to go there to take that 17 people and try to build a church. When I was announcing that I was going to be retiring, I was getting letters from all over the country of guys who believed that God was calling them to replace me in Rosemont. I didn't get one from you. What's going on? God has the plan. And you don't know what God wants with your life. I was 29 years old, married, three kids, when God called me to preach. God has the plan. And we need to remind ourselves that. We need to remind ourselves of that when we think of this thing, especially your theme for the year, abounding in the work of the Lord. And notice here, notice the procedure that he adopts. Because as you read the scripture, it's the steps of a good man. It's a step at a time, a step at a time. Before I went to Rosemont, I had to go to college. And then when I got out of college, I wanted to quit and get going because I was 32 years old. I wanted to at least preach one sermon before Jesus came. And God said, no, you got to go to seminary. And 3 years of seminary, oh my Lord, what are we talking about here? I'm going to be a grandfather before I'm going to be a preacher. Now, I pastored a little country chapel, you know, out in Tennessee. And we had a wonderful time, 3 years, 3 months, and 8 days, and I would have spent my life there if God would have let me. Because he was guiding and directing, and the Lord was blessing. There were 27 Southern Baptist churches in the Tri-County area, and that little independent Baptist church, 1 year we baptized more people than the other 27 did. I mean, you know, God's guiding, God's blessing. But the Lord was leading. Because there's a procedure that he adopts, and it's a step at a time, a step at a time. A step at a time. That's why it's so vital. I tell young preachers all across this country, you know, take it a day at a time. Don't let the devil confuse you with some kind of foolish thinking, but just a day at a time. Some folks have asked me over the years, ever thought of leaving for Oaksmont? Oh, about 350 times, I think. Everybody's going to have a bad day. But it's a step at a time. It's a principle that God's given us here in the Word of God. And then notice also, there is a pleasure that God experiences. Because my Bible here, and I love this passage here of Scripture, because he says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. The pleasure here that God experiences. You know your Bible, and I'm sure many of you do. There was a time when God took no delight in man whatsoever. You ever read Genesis chapter 6? But here the Bible's telling me that the Lord is delighting in his way. But who is he delighting? He's delighting in the steps of a good man. He's delighting in the one who's got his focus. He's got his eyes on God. He's delighting in the one who's going to be here this morning. He's going to be here tonight. They're going to be here Monday. They're going to be here Tuesday. They're going to be here Wednesday. Why? Because the work, we want it to abound. We want it to go. We want it to increase. We want it to make a difference in Jacksonville. We want it to make it a difference in the Wabash Valley, I believe it's called. We want it to make a difference. And so the steps are going to be a step at a time. But when you get down to verse number 24, it's interesting what he says there, because he says, though he fall, he shall not be utterly, utterly cast down. Because God knows we're going to fail. God knows we're not perfect. God knows we're going to grieve him. I have grieved the Lord more times than I can count on all my fingers and all my toes, and trust me, I got them all. But a step at a time. As you can focus on this matter, that it's the good man, it's the God man that God wants to bless and God wants to use. Sometimes there will be the snare of the world. Sometimes there will be, you know, something that'll come into our life that'll get us, as I like to say, cattywampus. Sometimes you will fall bondage to the flesh. We are not perfect people. But thank God he's made provision for those failures. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and what? Just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I like the idea that you sing songs with the little kids. We did that every Sunday in our opening service in Rosemont for years and years and years. And we sing, you know, gone, 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 all my sins are gone. Buried in the deepest sea, yes, that's good enough for me. I shall live eternally, praise God, my sins are gone. Why? 1 John 1:9. They're buried in the depths of the deep, put them behind his back, never going to remember them anymore. And the reason that God does that is because he gives us here in these two verses of Scripture, he gives us another principle. Because not only does he foresee that possibility, he has protection that he guarantees us with. Because he says here in my Bible, and I'm sure in your Bible, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholds him with his own hand. It's God who's holding us up. So God says, I want you to see there is power. There's power there that I'm going to display in your life as you will seek to be that good man. Because without the power of God, folks, we don't abound in the work of the Lord. It doesn't happen. God is not doing what God is doing at Blessed Hope Baptist Church on the basis of your intelligence and your energy and your, ability. God is not doing that. He's doing it through the power of the Spirit of God. But is God finished? Is God done? I don't think so. I would dare say there's probably more people in Jacksonville, Indiana, and the surrounding areas that are on their way to hell rather than on their way to heaven. My Bible instruction. Oh, I'm not saying there aren't any churches. But just because you're a member of a church doesn't make you a child of God. That's for sure. 75% of the membership at First Baptist Church of Rosemont were members of some church. But they didn't know Jesus Christ as Savior. They went to church Easter and Christmas, funerals and weddings, and that was it. You're not abounding in the work of the Lord on the basis of your ability. You're abounding in the work of the Lord on the basis that the power that God displays. And in our morning service, we're not saying there aren't any churches. But just because you're a member of a church doesn't make you a child of God. That's for sure. 75% of the membership at First Baptist Church of Rosemont were members of some church. But they didn't know Jesus Christ as Savior. They went to church Easter and Christmas, funerals and weddings, and that was it. You're not abounding in the work of the Lord on the basis of your ability. You're abounding in the work of the Lord on the basis that the power that God displays. And in our morning service, we're going to look at a church from the New Testament where we're going to see, I trust and pray that we'll see another step that we want to take in these few days that I'll be with you here with Brother Stansel and Brother Russ and your pastor and you dear folks. Just remind yourself two verses of Scripture. The steps of a good man, they're ordered by the Lord. They're ordered by the Lord. Every time our pastor now, and he's done this for years, this is his life verse. And when David joined our staff back in 1987, right out of Hiles Anderson grad school, he's been there now with us 22 years. His son is graduating from Miles Anderson this year. He was 1 month old when he came to Rosemont. But every time Pastor Dave signs a Bible, he signs Psalm 37, verses 23 and 24. One day I got thinking about those two verses and sat down and wrote this little lesson that I've taught you this morning. But there's a principle there that I really believe ties in to where you folks are at in Jacksonville, Indiana, on April the 19th, 2009. Abounding in the work of the Lord. I trust you'll pray with me these few days, that in these few days we spend together, we're going to see God drive that truth home in each one of our lives, my life included. Let's bow for prayer, please. Lord, we love you this morning, and we thank God for all that you've given to us and all that you've done for us. I certainly want to thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being here with these good people and this dear pastor. And I pray that these next few days now that you will prepare our hearts and do a work in our hearts and in our lives that will bring honor and glory and praise to your wonderful name. For we know, God, without you, we can do nothing. And for what, God, you will do, we'll continue to thank you and praise you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor.
Well, we're off to a good start. Praise the Lord. Isn't that good? I want to encourage all of you. We just got maybe about 1 minute. So I want to encourage all of you to just make up your mind you're not going to miss one of the services. Just make up your mind. I understand if you've got to work or something happens providentially hindered, but don't just decide not to come. You never know which sermon in the ones we have ahead is going to be the one God had for you that could give you something or help you in some unique way that maybe we can't even foresee. So praise the Lord. What a great, great Sunday school lesson. Thank you so much. We're going to be dismissed for 10 minutes, and we'll meet back for our morning service.